something very strange was happening to Treehorn. The first thing he noticed was that he couldn't reach the shelf in his closet that he'd always been able to reach before, the one where he hid his candy bars and bubblegum. Then he noticed that his clothes were getting too big.
"My trousers are all stretching or something," said Treehorn to his mother. "I'm tripping on them all the time."
"That's too bad, dear," said his mother, looking into the oven. "I do hope this cake isn't going to fall," she said. One grey morning, the first snow began to fall in the Valley of the Moomins. It fell softly and quietly, and in a few hours, everything was white. Shutting the door behind him, Moomin Troll stole into his mother and said,
"The snow has come!"
"I know," said Moomin Mama. "I've already made up all your beds with the warmest blankets. You're to sleep in the little room, under the eaves, with Sniff."
"But Sniff snores so horribly," said Moomin Troll. "Couldn't I sleep with Snufkin instead?"
"As you like, dear," said Moomin Mama. "Sniff can sleep in the room that faces east." Rosemary and Guy Woodhouse had signed a lease on a 5-room apartment in a geometric white house on First Avenue when they received word from a woman named Mrs. Cortez that a 4-room apartment in the Bramford had become available. The Bramford, old, black and elephantine, is a warren of high-ceilinged apartments prized for their fireplaces and Victorian detail. Rosemary and Guy had been on its waiting list since their marriage, but had finally given up. Guy relayed the news to Rosemary, stopping the phone against his chest. Rosemary groaned, "Oh no," and looked as if she would weep. "When I stepped out into the bright sunlight from the darkness of the movie house, I had only two things on my mind, Paul Newman and a ride home. I was wishing I looked like Paul Newman. He looks tough, and I don't. But I guess my own looks aren't so bad. I have light brown, almost red hair, and greenish-grey eyes. I wish they were more grey, because I hate most guys that have green eyes, but I have to be content with what I have. My hair is longer than a lot of boys wear theirs, squared off in back and long at the front and sides. But I'm a greaser, and most of my neighbourhood really bothers to get a haircut. Besides, I look better with long hair.